passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Back, final hour on this Tuesday afternoon. Let's check in with Equalizer. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I've called in a few times, and I'm an Alabama grad, Alabama fan, but I'm just kind of looking, trying to be equal or fair with every team out there. And, you know, my big question is, I have two questions. Number one, do you think defense wins national championships still? That's one. And the second question is, I look at Texas A&M, and I think Jimbo Fisher, he's using the Saban process and method at Texas A&M. I looked at the youth in their team, and they were a top five defense, and they still are probably in that range. Could Texas A&M win, not this year, but in the next 2 years, one or two national championships? And I'll let you.
Well, thank you,
I'll just hang up. And
you know, it's something to ponder. I may just defer. I'm a big believer in letting experts answer specific questions. So the question is, could Texas A&M win two of the next three national championships? Legend is next.
I'm sorry, Paul, but that's funny as hell right there. If I'm Texas A&M, let's worry about winning 10 games for the second time in your history before you go thinking about winning a national championship. Hey, Paul, did you hear what old Dumbo said? Said they were hurt in the locker room. Did you hear that? They were hurt?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet they ass was hurt. We put an ass whooping on. That's right enough, man. You talking all that trash. Dumbo, talking all that trash. Couldn't deliver, though. We couldn't deliver. You know, Paul, what I like about this Alabama team, and you agree with me or not agree, I think this Alabama team's getting better every week. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, dude. Hey, Legend, I hate to bring there's some echo in your phone. Is there anything you can adjust?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, you sound great. Yeah, for some reason,
I'm sorry. I said, wouldn't you agree that the Alabama team is getting better every week?
I think that has been the remarkable change here. As more cynics have gone after Alabama and said they're going to lose, this team looks completely different than it did a month ago.
Yeah, I think that's the key to being a really good football team. You got to get better every week. And you look at the Alabama wide receiver room now with Jermaine Burton, Jalen Hale, and Isaiah Bond. All of a sudden, it's kind of looking like one of them old wide receiver rooms. Wouldn't you agree, Paul?
I would, yes.
Yeah, I think Alabama's in a good place, man. You know, I heard Quentin say, keep Alabama, Alabama fans, keep Georgia out of your mouth. Ain't that what he said?
That's what he said, Paul.
Yeah. Who Georgia played this week, Paul? They got Vandy. Another tough game.
Hey, it's on the road, isn't it?
Oh, is it on the road?
Road game.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Fred Bledsoe will come on here and tell us how tough it's going to go down to Vandy. But the good news for Georgia fan is, Paul, they got a bye after this tough game.
Well, they have to get ready for Florida.
Yeah, another tough game.
Rivalry game.
Yeah, big game. Another big game to be favored by 30 on. You know, let me say this, Quentin. With all due respect to the Georgia fan base, and by that I mean no respect at all, we're the 18-time heavyweight world champion, undisputed world champion of the world, dude. We got so many SEC titles, we can't even count them. Listen, and historically, I still consider LSU and Florida ahead of you bombs. So you can talk all that trash you want to, but it's Georgia that's got Alabama in their mouth 24 hours a day trying to compare yourself, trying to be us. And let me tell you something else, buddy. You wouldn't be where you at today if it wasn't for Kirby Smart being trained under Nick Saban. So a gift basket or a thank you would be good, because you'd still be out in the wilderness for 41, 42 years if somebody not trained by the University of Alabama brought your ass out of the wilderness. So get it straight. LSU and Florida still ahead of you historically, as far as I'm concerned. I'd like to give a black hat to Miss Susie. I love Miss Susie. A black hat to you, Miss Susie. And let me tell Augie something, Paul. You know, Paul, if you gave Augie an enema, you could bury what's left of him in a matchbox. I mean, this dude is a total ass. Let me tell you something, dude. I'm proud to be associated with Paul Feinbaum. Paul Feinbaum is one of the finest men I have ever met in person, and one of the great men that I've got to know over my life, and a man that has encouraged me to be a better man and live in society according to the rules, because I've seen that it could be done by men like him, Pete Spikeman, Bama Bird, and many others. I am proud to be associated with Paul Feinbaum. And when somebody asks me who I am on TV, I don't have to say Feinbaum, but I owe it to the man to say I'm the legend from the Feinbaum Show, because Feinbaum is the man that gave me a voice when nobody else would. If you don't want to be associated with Feinbaum, if you're ashamed of being a Feinbaum caller, you think legends are redneck, Joe's a redneck, Bubba's a redneck. Listen, we're just ordinary people. But the thing about ordinary people, we know our crap stinks just like everybody else. You think you better than somebody? You're the most pathetic individual that ever called this show. And you can tell your little geezer ass old buddy friend that I ran his ass off, he can stop tweeting and talking to you at night, giving you material to come after me. Tell his old ass geezer ass to come after me, and I'll run his ass off again. You're the pathetic idiot that ever called this damn show. And you do well to keep your my name out of your damn mouth, Perry Mason. Now, before I get off, I'd like to say something to Kentucky. Good news. It's basketball season. Woo! And before I get off here, let me say this, Kentucky. And Alabama is still the best team in the conference. Elvis has left the building.
Larry is up next. Good afternoon, Larry.
Yeah, I wish you'd stay, y'all. Oh, I get tired of hearing that giggling. Sound like a little girl. Hey, check it out. I want to help Legend. Take that picture you got, man, and put another, please send another one. Looks like a cone head. Your head looks like it to a point. I mean, but I'm just telling you, man, that's a terrible photo.
Well, Larry, thank goodness you have a good one.
You might want to. Yeah, it's not that good. But now, for me, if I send another one in, the ladies will be calling me, woo, right and left.
Yeah, Larry, you don't need a better one, because with your state, with your health right now, I don't think you need all these ladies chasing you down the street, do you?
I just wish I had one to wash my clothes and stuff. You know,
there are ways you can get your clothes washed without getting married
Got out of my heart, can't get out of my house trailer. You heard that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it happened. When they come in, man, they don't want to go. I have to run their ass off with a hickory. I mean, man, they come in here and want to stay and stay.
Are you talking about, Larry, are you speaking of women here?
What?
Are you talking about women?
Yeah, when they come in, they don't want to go. Once they got some Wally loving, they don't want to leave.
Wally loving?
I mean, I almost cried for them.
Larry.
No.
Can you explain to the rest of us about Wally loving?
That's it, baby. That's me. And them women. Woo! Hard to get them out of here, son. When I put them at Loving on Wally Loving.
Ooh, Wally Loving.
They don't want to go.
You get one? Can you buy Wally Loving at Wally World?
Yeah, that's my last name. Wallace, Governor.
Oh,
he's
okay.
I
get it now.
Yeah,
okay.
Wallace, yeah, baby.
Yeah,
hey,
I hear you.
But that's true. I don't know why women just get in here and they, for a while, and I say, you have to go now. She, oh, please don't make me go. That's just the way I.
Well, Larry, that's a great spot to be in.
But,
you're a lucky man.
But roll down tight, Paul. Hey, offense don't make a jack. About that defense, Crackerback. Hey, I love you, man. Take care.
Okay, Larry. You be well. You take care of yourself. We'll take a break. Everybody needs to calm down after the Wally called in. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back, and Ed is up next in Kentucky. Hey, Ed.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
Not to get in line with the Mark Stoops bashing, but he's only won 50, going into this season, at only won 53% of his games out of 124 games. And as you alluded to earlier, many of those were against, he's got three easy games every year, Eastern Kentucky, Ball State this year, and it's usually a Central Michigan or Western Michigan, and Vandy. So if you take four easy games times 10 years, you got 40 victories right there. So that's what kind of blows my mind when they talk about him with the all-time winningest record and everything.
I also think, Ed, that this university has done everything to prop him up. And
sure have.
So,
yeah, the facilities are phenomenal.
Are.
The city of Lexington's a wonderful place to live, and it's a great, great university. So it should be a pretty darn good recruiting area or whatever.
Well said. Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. How about Carol in Houston? Hello, Carol.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad you had a commercial break. I've got to tell you, those two previous callers, between their stupidity and their alcohol blood content, my head was spinning. Paul, I want to comment about the A&M Alabama game, and I'm an Aggie, as you know. Yes, we disappointed. We did not play well at all in the second half, and I do lay a lot of that on Durkin. I don't know why all the man-to-man coverage when we needed to be blitzing, as we had been in the three previous games and been very successful. I still see a lot of things going in the right direction for A&M, and everybody that wants to just bash Jimbo Fisher and needs to get off that train. But I want to talk about Alabama, and I'm not an Alabama fan, but my gosh, anybody that thinks they're done with is stupid. Bond had a great game. Burton was phenomenal. And Milroe is obviously a young man who is coming into his own. He played with poise. They played with a burning desire to win. I just wish we would have matched it ourselves. Would have loved to have been able to beat them again at Kyle Field. And I'm hoping for a little bit better outcome traveling up to Tennessee this weekend. But all you Alabama bashers need to back off. You've got a great team. Let them grow up. That's what we're trying to do over in College Station. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thanks,
I love it when you have people on that actually talk football and not show their stupidity.
Well, it was nice to hear. So thank you very much, Carol. Let's get back to the calls, and J.K. is up next.
What's up, Feinbaum?
Hey, J.K.
Hey, she got one thing right. She definitely got one thing wrong. Jimbo is the problem. If it wasn't for that big buyout, he would have been gone last year. He screwed the game up this year, as usual, and he should be out of there. But, Paul, this is what I call you about. I got some Alabama fans. You know, they say they're my friends, but not really in football season. But for some reason, they think they made the playoffs Saturday. Do they have the playoffs fixed already, Paul?
We're still about 2 months from that.
got about two more months to go, right? So nobody's in the playoffs yet. But the other thing I want to ask you is, why didn't you correct Legend when he came and said Alabama had 18-something championship, whatever you talk, 18 where? Paul, if I go to Tuscaloosa and you go with me and we go to that trophy case, I guarantee you there is not 18 championships in that trophy case. Claiming and saying you won and you lost in the national championship game, that don't calculate to a championship, does it?
Well, it does at Alabama.
I think the one
you're talking about is 1973 and 1978 or 9. In 1973, Alabama played Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl, 1-2 matchup, and Notre Dame won, and Alabama claims that as one of its national championships. And then I think in 78, Alabama lost to Southern Cal, and I think there was a split national championship.
Hey, man, you don't know, Legend don't know, and no Alabama fan knows exactly how many championships they have. Well, Paul, I just called to vent just a little bit, but I'm still pissed off about Saturday. I want Cristobal gone. Jimbo needs to go right behind him. And Lane Kiffin, he needs to help pack their bags along with his and get out of town, because those are the three dumbest coaches in the coaching world of college football.
Thank you, JK. Mark in Mississippi. Hello, Mark.
Hey. There's another Mark from Mississippi, so I'm going to let you give me a name, or either I'm Mark 2.0, I don't know which.
I like that.
But, JK, they ain't all in there because there ain't enough room in the cases. But I was on, originally called about Jimbo. They ain't going to win no national championship. In his mind, he's already won one when he beat Nick Saban. So they ain't going to never win one as long as he's there. I don't believe. He just sits up there with his arms folded and says, and the other lady says, we don't need to bash him. He's the one that said, I'm responsible, so who are you supposed to bash? Which I'm an Alabama fan. But don't say, I'm responsible, then the other callers that's for them say, well, don't say nothing bashing him about it.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Mark. Hey, thanks for the call. Cat Daddy is up next.
Big, balling, good, sounding good as always. First of all, I got to tell you, the Clemson people have a week off, and all they've done on radio and TV here in South Carolina is, oh, we needed the week off. We're so banged up. I mean, them pussycats was just a whining.
Well, I mean, you would be banged up, too, if you're – what would they play, Wake Forest, and what high school did they –
And could barely beat them. I mean, I've never seen them people whining so much. But anyway, my Gamecocks ain't exactly doing too well either. But
Gamecocks have a very important game Saturday.
Yes, I know that's right. And we're still looking for Beamer Ball. I mean, the level of excitement has kind of gone down a little bit, but I mean, we'll bounce back. We've been trying for a long time, but I'm scared to death now.
I mean, you only have three losses, and we're middle of the season. So, I mean, a win Saturday is essential, though. I know you know that.
I know, but I mean, you know, we see Texas and Oklahoma coming into the conference, and it's already tough enough. We got us a road of hope, I'll tell you that. We got us a road of hope. But I believe we can stand in there and hang in there and get her done. As Larry the Cable Guy says, get her done.
Hey, thank you. Hey, by the way, let me correct myself. Alabama won in 73, the one I talked about. They won the UPI National Championship. UPI voted at the end of the regular season. So it was a legitimate national championship. It just seemed weird when Alabama lost to Notre Dame and then the AP awarded Notre Dame the national championship. But they won. It was for the regular season. It's amazing to think back then. It changed after that. But the bowl games were not given much weight at all. The fact that one of the major wire service polls would award a national championship before the season, for the regular season, I should say. Todd is up next.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. I got two or three things. I want to bust down on them Georgia folks. But first, Paul, I got my daughter's father-in-law and mother-in-law are in Israel. They spent all day in a bomb shelter Saturday, and let's just pray for them. And the guy called in giving us the devil about we think we back and all this. Well, we could suit up this Saturday and beat Georgia already. Now, Auburn liked to whoop them, and Auburn ain't even hardly too deep. What you think about that, Paul?
Well, I think the real Georgia team showed up on Saturday, and
One good game, Paul. This ain't the Georgia of old, though.
Well, I didn't say it was, but let's see what Auburn's all about Saturday, okay?
Yes, we will.
If they're as good as you think they are, which I really don't think they're that great, but they have a lot of games left. Myth is up next in Kentucky. Hey, Myth.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Give me just a second. Hey, listen, I know that Georgia and Kentucky are – oh, wait a minute. That's a bonehead mistake. Georgia and Alabama are at the top, you know, there in football. But, I mean, as far as USC taking down Prime, competing every weekend, they got a top 20 team coming in this weekend. They got Utah. I don't think anybody's talking about them. And for legend, man, baby, listen, I can't go at him, Paul, during college football because, I mean, we're talking about Kentucky football and boneheads here, but give me your Venmo, legend. Give me your Venmo when Kentucky basketball starts in 2023 and 2024 is all I got to say. Paul, you have a good day. Thanks for letting me on your show.
Thank you very much. We're heading to a break here. We still have 30 minutes remaining. We hope you'll stick around.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back. Let's get back to the calls. And Darren, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Before I get to the call, this is from Anthony Dashler. Apparently, you can read it as I go along, but Smart did not bite on this. He said, much ado about nothing. He concluded by saying, and this is the most important thing, I'm not biting on that. In other words, that's Mark Stoops' problem. Good for him. Darren is up next. Hey, Darren, go right ahead.
I want to know why the legend, Larry, Cat Daddy, and all these other cats can call in every single day and they get through. When other callers like us, we call 106, 107 times, and then we get placed on hold, I did just last week, for an hour and 20 minutes, and you said, I got a good feeling the legend's going to call in. Well, I don't know. Are y'all calling them, or do they have a special number they get to call?
Well,
I mean, I don't
understand
it, Paul.
I'll answer it this way. If I could call legend, I would.
No, I'm just saying, but why is it you got certain people that get through every single day and you got other people that
they participate in the Feinbaum VIP program where they pay a certain amount of money and they get in earlier.
Why the hell would I want to pay to talk to you? That don't make no sense. It makes zero sense to me.
Darren, you're the one calling up complaining about not being able to get in quickly.
Right. And what I'm saying is, why wouldn't you make your show fair for everybody? It's a Bama fan show is what it is. It's all it is. And you got a few Auburn haters like myself that you allow to trash Bama fans. So it's all about ratings for you. It's all it is. Somebody needs to
Darren,
get out
I
of
don't,
you,
can I try to explain something to you?
Do that.
This is not a nonprofit program. I mean, we work for a big public company, and we are in business to try to please and satisfy our audience and help our...
You're not pleasing the people that can't get through? How hard is that for you to understand? I mean, you got big-ass ears. You ought to be able to understand the words coming out of my mouth.
You know, Darren, I was born with these big ass ears.
I know it.
And really, I'm glad I was, because I'm more able to hear people like you. I wouldn't want to miss this phone call for anything. Because it's been so meaningful and substantive and compelling. AJ is up next.
Oh, let me sweep up this garbage that just came out over here. I'd rather have big ass ears than a big ass mouth like you, Daryl. You sound just like another Daryl I know, you crybaby ass. The problem is, you talking about, well, why wouldn't I pay? Why wouldn't I pay to talk to Paul? Well, hey, you're dumb enough to wait for an hour and a half. But I'm going to tell you something, Paul. When I first started calling, I've already reiterated this at times past. The first few times, I called 444 times before I got in. So let me tell you something, Daryl. Won't you shut your dumb ass mouth up? Because you got to earn your stripes. You get you a fine bomb tattoo, then you'll be front row and center. But with your calls, you'll never be there. And your mouth will never get you there, Daryl. But I'm going to tell you something. I got to call out the misogynist from Shelby, Paul. Larry, I had it. You call in here, and you're talking about me and everybody else bickering and arguing, and that's what the show's about, Larry. It's about that. It's not about calling and degrading women. It's not about calling and being misogynistic. It's not about calling after you've done 8, 12 lower tabs, 3 Valium, and 25 beers. It ain't about none of that. What it's about, Larry, is this. Shut your damn mouth up about women. We all know you ain't had a woman since Walmart had a blue light special. And I'm going to tell you something, Augie. When we beat your ass this weekend, I'll be looking for you chasing them ambulances, because that's what's going to happen. You're the softest caller of all callers. You butt-kissing, you're softer than parquet butter in a damn hot skillet. Or damn eagle.
Thanks, AJ. Hey, by the way, I was kidding with Daryl about paying. Nobody pays. I just thought it would be funny. He took it seriously, but that... Darren, I'm sorry. Darren was his name, not Daryl. Jason is this person's name, and Jason's calling from Louisiana.
Hey, Paul, thank you, man. I just sent my payment to you. You know, I've been calling for years. Just a little inside information. The boy, Augie,
yeah.
He's not an attorney, Paul. He's a janitor for Dudley DeBoja in New Orleans. And I'm going to send you a picture of him the next time I'm in there.
So you're saying he's a janitor?
Yes, sir. He's a janitor for Dudley DeBoja. It's a law firm all over Louisiana. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, Alexandria.
Well, I'll say this about being a janitor. It's a far more reputable vocation than being an attorney.
Well, I agree with you on that, brother. But I just wanted to give you that inside information. And
I will ask him the next day about that law firm and see if he can answer that. Hey, thank you very much. I-Man is up next.
Well, good afternoon there, Paul Feinbaum. How's it going?
Very well. Thank you.
You know, I'm just sitting here doing nothing, absolutely nothing. Really didn't have anything on my mind. But I just thought I'd call and say hello. You know, because since I can get in, I've been on hold for a whole
You didn't have to wait.
No, 3 minutes and 20 seconds. What the hell do you think you're doing? Where do I get that part of my life back? You know, Darren, I'm sorry that, you know, it sucks to be Darren and to have to hold, but we've all been there and had to do that. And you know, I'm just killing time. I've got absolutely nothing to say, but I just wanted to call and reiterate the fact some of us can call and we can talk and we can go on and on about nothing and have a damn hell of a call without complaining. War Damn Eagle, have a good day.
Why don't we take a break? We need one. A few minutes remaining here late on Tuesday.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.